Deep Down Dead, Laurie Anderson, Book 1. Written by Steph Broadrib and read by Jennifer Woodward.
Prologue.
Today, I open my eyes and the first thing I see are the cuffs. Flexing my wrists, I test their weight and try to ignore the dull ache in my right hand where the gash across my skin has dried crusty brown. The bruising on my forearms has turned a deep purple. From the way my ribs feel, I figure they must look the same. I keep my breathing shallow. Seems it hurts a little less that way. I look up. He's sitting opposite me, arms folded, legs stretched out beneath the table, waiting. In this windowless box, it's impossible to tell how much time has passed. Still, I can't look at him, not yet. So I focus just below his eyes where the dark shadows lie. My heart's racing. A voice in my head screams, "Run, just run." I want to. I surely do. But I can't. For all that's gone down, someone has to pay. It's time for me to pony up.
You looking at me now? Good. So answer the question.
Same Kentucky accent, but he's not at all how I'd imagined. Guess that's the way it goes when your only contact has been by cell. I force myself to meet his gaze, swallow down the nausea, try not to let fear distort my voice. Can't believe all you hear.
Tell me why.
Now the moment's come. I don't know if I can. Was he in on it? Should I trust him? Sure, he looks the part. He's wearing the uniform, black suit, smart and efficient, shades hooked inside the breast pocket. He's a little older than I'd imagined, nearer 50 than 40, and wears his hair on the long side, slicked back to keep it tamed. He runs his hand through it, smoothing the strands into place. I wonder if he's nervous. I sure as hell am. His cold stare says he figures that I'll talk eventually. All he need do is wait, because time's almost up for me. Every second I balk, the people I love get dragged further from me. So we both know I have to give it up on his promise, tell him enough to end this, to stop all the talk of death row. But there's an order to these things, and we both know that too. He puts a plastic beaker on the desk, pushes it from his side to mine. Inside, there's a red liquid, two shades paler than blood.
Drink? Medical said you're dehydrated.
They're right. My mouth's drier than gator hide in August. Can't remember the last time I drank or ate properly. Shit like that hasn't figured much these past few days. The drink looks real tempting, but I need something from him first. This situation? It's all about power. If I do something for him, the balance swings over to his side, but if he does something for me, I get it a little more on mine. I glance down at the cuffs, look back at him, wait. He takes the hint, leans across the table with the keys in his left hand, ready. As he moves, I catch the scent of his cologne, lemon, clean, and sharp. Hope he's that way, too. I have to trust him. We're all out of time to do anything else. I push my hands over the wooden veneer towards him, palms up. The torn muscle in my shoulder feels like it's on fire. I don't let it show, bite back the pain. He uncuffs me, slips the bracelets and key into his jacket pocket, eases back in his chair, watching again. That's first base, right there. So I drink. Show willing. Know I need the fluids, can't risk the dehydration muddling my mind, confusing the story. Have to tell it right. The liquid's raspberry-flavored water. It's sweet, too sweet, and stings the corner of my mouth where I've taken one too many punches. I grimace at the taste.